Hi guys, welcome back to the Empty Thoughts Podcast. It's Andrew, and I don't think your mic's on, babe. Just press the button one more time. It has to be like solid.
Yep.
Okay, give me a little 1, 2, 1, 2.
1, 2, 1, 2.
All right. It's just like I didn't realize until days after we uploaded our last episode that it wasn't picking up my mic, just yours. So, like, the last episode, shit. I apologize to anyone that listened to it. I do see that people actually listen to it, so thank you.
Oh, really?
I'm hoping this one's a bit more audible. You can hear it, I'm hoping.
Right.
Yeah. So, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for... I guess thank you for not giving us any feedback on the episodes and letting me find out on my own that the audio was shit. It's been a few weeks. We've been working, and Nick was down with a bad cold, and also I had a flu there for a bit, so we weren't recording. But so much happened while we were away.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's a new Ariana Grande album out. New music from Charli XCX. Kate Middleton drama. There's a lot going on there that we're gonna go into. Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo started her tour and released a deluxe version of her album. Speaking of, kind of tying into Olivia, one of her openers on tour right now is a young person named Chapel Rowan. Sorry, I just discovered them today. And I watched their Tiny Desk and now I'm obsessed. So we're going to talk about them. And just honestly, we're just going to have kind of like a free flowing thought kind of episode because... we're just going to have fun with it. We want to have fun today. And I feel like our less structured episodes, like the word vomit episodes, always tend to do a bit better. So,
yeah,
guys, thank you so much for tuning in again. And let's get into it. All right, guys.
We talking twins?
Check.
Oh. Checked it up.
Check.
Okay, so I think we'll, do you want to start with Ariana Grande?
Sure.
Just to kind of get that out of the way. It's been a few weeks of that album now, I think 2 weeks. So that album came out March something? I think maybe the 12th. Nick's going to pull that up. But the name of the album is Eternal Sunshine. She really enjoys Jim Carrey and his acting, I guess. And that's she's been very vocal about that for years. And that's obviously, or maybe not obviously, that is a Jim Carrey movie from the early 2000s.
What is this album again that just came out?
Eternal Sunshine.
Why is it telling me her last album?
What was it called?
Her last album is...
Positions?
Oh wait, Eternal... Yeah, March 8th.
March 8th? Whoa, what day is it? So it's been a minute since we recorded it. Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think we've recorded it since... mid-February, right after the J-Lo album, because that came out February 8th. Wow, what is time? Okay, so we're gonna do better, guys. We're gonna do better. We're going into our second season in May, so we're gonna have some shit ironed out there. But with that being said, please give us some feedback. Statistically, I see that our word vomit episodes do better.
Yeah.
Also, some of our most popular episodes are our live listens or kind of our listen throughs. When we did a live listen of Ava Max, that's our most popular episode.
And we want to start doing podcast, our podcast, I don't know, anyone who watches YouTube, where nowadays a lot of podcasters,
they do videos.
They do videos,
we're bringing video
of them doing their podcasts and they have a cute little studio set up. So, hit the subscribe button.
Well, the thing is,
it
of course.
It don't cost that much.
No, but even, we are
so
going...
we can set up a little studio.
Yeah, but, totally. But the thing is, we've had it set up in our spare room, and we didn't use it.
Yeah, but we want, some accessories.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. I want, a little neon sign. But, so, with that being said, in our second season, the reason why we're gonna...
Or accept our invites on Temu so that we can get free shit, and we can get some of those lights, because there's actually some lights on Temu that... would be perfect in the background for our podcast.
Totally. So I always add them to the
cart. If we invite you, annoy you with those invites, believe me, I've gotten sick of them in the past.
Yeah. Well, you know what they could do? You know what they could do? We are Temu affiliates, so if you click the link in our Instagram bio and use our referral code,
yes,
when you check out, that gives us a little kickback, and we can use that for studio shit. But yep. That being said, like, that's just if you're going on there, that'd be super right. helpful.
Exactly.
But yeah, like, so we're gonna kind of like start, like, do a second season because, like,
yeah,
we just need to like start fresh in May. And mm-hmm. with that, we're gonna start the video aspect of it as well. So we'll be uploading to YouTube, and I believe you'll be able to actually watch the video on Spotify too, because I believe you'll be able to, but yeah. don't hold me to that last part, because I'm not entirely sure if the video,
and, you know, if you're a top executive
will be on Spotify,
know, like a big label or whatever, and you feel like we got what it takes,
we do got what it takes,
we would love to sign a deal.
You need to bring that a bit closer to you.
So if you got some say in the industry, hit us up.
And see, that's the thing, like, I mean, I don't want to keep on like talking about like our statistics, but like right. it is very helpful for us to know which ones do.
I mean, that's why they show
yeah
you have access to that stuff, because that's how you know what's working for you and what's not, and what people like, and what
yeah so with that being said, like, our live listens have always done better.
Yeah.
And then Ava Max is our most popular, and then the Kesha one that we did was our second most popular, which is kind of crazy because that album didn't really do that big of numbers and stuff. So, like, the fact that, like, our little podcast was able to, like, reach people in, like, Germany and stuff, I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Eternal Sunshine came out March 12th, so it's been at least 2 weeks with it. Leading up to the album, she chose the worst possible lead single, and she's kind of known for, like, picking, like, the weaker tracks for the lead, I find. Actually, no, that's not true. That's not true. I don't know why I said that. In this case, she did, though. Because, like, I'm thinking about, like, the Sweetener era. She released No Tears Left to Cry first, and that's my favorite song by her. Probably, like, top three favorite pop songs of all time.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking good. So, just this time around, she didn't choose to represent the album accurately, I guess, with that track.
Well, I think it's because she... I used to like her.
There's, like, a lot of drama.
And I don't mind, like, her music, but her music would be like at the bottom of my playlist, like the last thing I would listen. And I don't even mean that to be mean, but
it just wasn't your thing.
She has much of a brain, because I think that's why she doesn't make, like, some of her, like, singles, like, that are supposed to be like you're talking about, like, they just
let's try to elaborate on that. By much of her brain, do you mean like she doesn't make the decisions herself? She kind of, like,
she probably doesn't make them herself.
Okay, because to say she doesn't have a brain,
no, I don't mean it that way. I think she lets a lot of her music go to her head. Like, she's not a bad artist.
She's incredible.
But she ain't the best.
Well,
there's way better than her.
I don't know. I think she's one of the best vocalists
of our
time.
Sometimes she needs to simmer down a little bit.
Yes, I think that,
and
like,
full of herself.
I do agree that her music and the fact that she's good and stuff goes to her head.
And that's why I get irritated, is because she's very full of herself, and she almost, like, she comes across as having that mentality that, oh, I'm famous, so I can be a bitch.
And that's...
It's like, no, you can't.
That's the vibe I got with the first single, and, or whatever. It was just basically, like, whatever I do, like, yes, and.
That,
like,
rubs
shut
me
the fuck
wrong
up.
Way.
Like, I'm gonna...
No, get over yourself.
I know. So it turned me off immediately, and I think it turned off a lot of people. So, like, it was the first time in a long time where I was, like, ever, where
that
I wasn't...
Make me look at her and be like, yes, and?
Like, pretty much, right? Well, I mean, I was just, like... I listened to the song once and I was over it. I didn't even give the Mariah Carey remix more than one play. That
if
was
a song doesn't make me want to sit and have it on repeat the whole day, I feel like it's not a good song.
That's true.
Honestly,
but some songs are slow burns. Like, there are a lot of, like...
They are.
I don't even know who to use as an example here. Like,
no, they are, though. I agree.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, like, yeah, so Ariana Grande, Eternal Sunshine came out, and up until, like, maybe a week before, I couldn't care less about what this album was doing, if it was coming out, whatever.
Right.
But it was so dry.
Yeah.
Like, music was so dry the first few months of this year, and I was kind of hoping the J-Lo album would give us something, and it gave us absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So I became excited for Ariana, because I was like, maybe there's something new that I can listen to here. Mm-hmm. And I was actually pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs by her is on this album, We Can't Be Friends, and brackets Wait For Your Love.
Right.
I think that's such a great song. It reminds me of, like, Call Your Girlfriend or Dancing On My Own by Robin. Like, just anything by Robin, really. Like, her album Honey was very synth pop. So I really enjoyed that track, and I've had it like honestly like pretty much on repeat for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Another track that I liked from that album was The Boy Is Mine. Mm-hmm. Now, that one's controversial because she's very much like, I stole this man from you, he's mine. I get that, but
right,
that aside, her personal shit aside, the song slaps. Mm-hmm. So I'm not keeping in mind, like, I like the song. I'm choosing to separate her from the track, and I really like that one.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it from the album. There was those two tracks, and the rest I just kind of skipped over. But it did really well. I think it was like her second highest selling album of her career so far. I think it did like 226 or 7 thousand first weeks.
Yeah.
Ariana. First week sales, which is, you know, whatever, like sales aren't everything, but like someone her magnitude, you kind of expect her to do numbers. And
right,
I was questioned if she was going to be able to this time around, just with all the drama and stuff. And I think that, excuse me, her releasing We Can't Be Friends as like on the same day as the album was so smart.
Right.
Because like it just completely like, and like performing on SNL and stuff, like it just got people tuned back in.
Yeah.
Like, wait, like this is a good song. Like Ariana's like good at what she does. Like, and we kind of just like put aside for a few moments, like the
right,
the man drama.
Sorry, what's the album called again?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Vagina.
Up,
oh, like, the first week sales.
Sales, like.
Is there any way you can tell me how many
of
physical
all albums? As a whole,
I think physical, she did like 90,000, which is big for her because she's a streaming artist. Like she's always done like big numbers on streaming, and her physical
says 2 hours ago. Her, I'll have to click it because it's cut off. Eternal Sunshine, second week, number one on Billboard 200 albums chart.
Well, it debuted at the top of the chart, and I don't know. I don't know if it stayed there for 2 weeks or not. Maybe.
It said Eternal Sunshine spends the second week at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart.
Whoa.
Dated March 30th.
Good.
After debuting atop the tally a week ago, the set earned 100,500 equivalent album units in the U.S. in the tracking week ending March 21st.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty big for a second week, I think. Yeah. Good for her. Like, I honestly believe it was because of that single. It kind of brought people back in and gave us like a little bit of hope for the record and the era. But with that being said, I don't think she's touring or doing anything else with it.
Right.
She has like some movie shit coming down the line with Wicked and whatnot. So I think she'll be busy with that. And that's, I mean, great album. Will it be on like the top of my list at the end of the year? I don't think so, because it's only like two tracks that I care for.
Yeah.
But We Can't Be Friends is definitely going to be like on like the top of like my singles list for sure. Somewhere in the top like 5 to 10 for sure. I can't imagine that somebody else is going to be able to like knock this out of the top 10 for me this year. But we'll see. We have music from like Gaga and everyone else coming, so.
Right.
We'll see. So I think that's like pretty much it for Ari. I don't really want to spend too much time on her right now because like I just wanted to like give her flowers for the album, but like she's still kind of like problematic. So I hope she works on herself too and figures out what she's doing.
Right.
So we're gonna take a quick little muffin break because we made chocolate chip muffins. We're gonna take a quick snack.
Yeah.
And we're gonna come back with some chat on just like everything, including Kate Middleton. So just grab a drink or your dab pen, whatever, guys, because we're getting into it.
Yeah.
Get it sexy, get it sexy, get it sexy. Boy, you know this ass super fat, I ain't lying though. I love the new, I think it's a new track. The new track from Sexy Red, Get It Sexy.
Yeah.
I fucking love her, I'm obsessed. She's so, such a little slut.
Right.
I love it. There's so much discourse about her online.
Right.
I've seen like people like, oh, like she's so like ratchet and all these things, like our society's going to shit and this and that. I'm like, wait, one of the earliest songs that I can remember, and this is kind of sad to think about, is from my childhood is My Neck, My Back by Kia. That song came out like 30 fucking years ago. Like,
yeah.
Like this like kind of like dirty, like slutty, like hip hop, whatever music has been around for a long time.
Oh God, yeah.
And I don't understand why it's so wrong for her to be doing it. I think it's great. So
yeah.
I love her. The new track is Get It Sexy. I think you guys should go check that out like immediately. In my opinion, it's like contender for Song of the Summer already. So
yeah.
I would really love to see her go on tour with Nicki Minaj, but I don't think it's going to happen because she's already started her tour. So, but yeah. So speaking of touring, we're about, I think like 2.5 weeks away from, well, no, what day is it now?
It's the 24.
We're about 3 weeks away from seeing Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Yeah. In Montreal.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. We're going down for like a really quick trip. We're going to be down there for 2 days.
Yeah.
One night. Oh, wait, no. Oh, we're there for two nights. Two nights, 3 days. Two nights, 3 days.
Yeah.
So like a quick trip, short and sweet. We've been to Montreal. We've been there, done it, at least in the winter. So we don't really feel like we have like, you know, any need to be there any longer. But I'd like to go back in the summer sometime and spend more time there because I've only been to Montreal or Quebec in general in the winter.
Right.
I'd like to go in the summer and see like the, I don't know, like Oceaga or something like that.
Right.
Oh, there's, I forgot to mention, there, this just came on, the new track by Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
Look how insane she looks. Like, it's, I know, like, who am I to comment on some woman's body, but, like, she's nude here on the TV, so I feel like I should, or I kind of can.
Right.
Like, it almost looks painful to be her because she has so much work done.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like it would be painful just to, like, I don't know. Like, it looks like her stomach hurts because it's so... like snatched there.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, it's just, it doesn't look real to me. It's not, that's why.
Right.
But I don't know if she likes it, whatever, but like the track's good. It's better than that freestyle that she had put out a couple weeks ago.
Right.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, just wait.
Why don't you tell us a bit about the Kate Middleton
drama.
Start from the beginning, because like I don't think people understand, like, this is,
well, we, I mean, anyone that and I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it can be a touchy subject because there's a lot, like, in society right now, like, different opinions on the royal family. And I mean, you know, yeah, there, it's evident there's some shady shit that has gone on there. And a lot of it is just, like, stemming from their past, I think. The stuff that happened with Diana and you know, since Harry and Meghan left their royal duties and moved to the North America, essentially. So anyway, obviously, we all know that Kate Middleton stepped back from her royal duties after...
I didn't have a clue until like last week.
Oh, really? Well, from since Chris or after Christmas, due to having emergency or not emergency, well, they said it was planned abdominal surgery, and which I'm sure whatever it was, I'm sure it was major surgery, like abdominal surgery, any surgery like that, I would take time to recover from. So anyway, but I think I don't think, you know, people really up until just in recent weeks have really not really talked about it. Like, she was going through, had to have surgery and had to recover from it, just like
it
any
felt
other
like
human. And
to me, out of nowhere,
up until recently, people, it kind of became a thing as people wondering, like, like, what's going on? Like, thinking like she's missing. People even talked about like that she was no longer with us, which I very briefly thought that, but then I was like, no, like, it's not, there's no way, like...
To, like, the average person, like, that doesn't follow the royal family, like, and I'm online, like, chronically, which is kind of whatever, but I had no idea that she had stepped back and like that, so, like, it was just kind of, like, out of nowhere, people were like, wait, like, Kate's been missing, from my point of view, that's how it was, like, we were like, wait, we haven't seen her in a minute, and I think that, like, to a certain extent, as... a society, we were right to question where she was, because of the shadiness in the past, right? Like, Princess Diana was obviously assassinated, like, allegedly, I will say that, but, like, in my humble opinion, I do believe that she was allegedly murdered by, allegedly, the royal family.
Diana, yeah.
Or by, like, Jimmy, that pervert Jimmy Savile. Like, it's all very, you do a little research, it's all very intertwined, and it's a big mess, like, of just, like, pedophilia and grossness that went on in that hospital and stuff. And, like, they're all connected. But anyways, do your own research there, guys.
But so no, people right to were starting to question things.
I don't know if that was her in the video, because we'll get to that, actually. Sorry.
People were questioning things, and for good reason, but and unfortunately, we do live in a world where it was no time, probably a matter of days, and the conspiracies were coming up that what might have happened and everything.
I hate that we call it conspiracy right away, though.
They posted the picture for Mother's Day, because Mother's Day falls on a different, complete different time in the UK. There was a picture of Kate Middleton with her kids, and there was some pretty big discrepancies in the editing done with that photo, and that started getting people going. And then there was a video of
not her, it was confirmed there was someone that spoke out.
They were next to her in the
store. Who confirmed that? Like, you'll have to show me a source, because I've not heard that.
It's been all over.
Okay, we'll bring it up. Yeah, drive back right there.
It was confirmed that it was her.
Where's all over?
I've not seen people edited it or whatever.
It's not her.
But there was, and I think that stirred up some conspiracies. And eventually it kind of forced, I don't necessarily want to say it forced her. I think eventually, even if no one had spoken of it, and just given them their privacy, eventually I feel like, they would have come out and been like, listen, this is what's going on.
Sorry, guys.
Check.
Wait, did that come up?
I think it's on.
Yeah, it's
on.
Sorry, when I was getting Nick to bring up some things on there, because, like, I'm not really into the royal family. I've not really heard much. I get most of my news on Reddit, which is probably not wise. So I've seen, like, more of, like, the outlandish theories. I've not seen really anything that Nick was talking about. So he pulled up some stuff and we chatted about it.
Yeah.
And basically where we were cut off or whatever.
Because there was a guy that he had spoke to the media or whatever.
But where we cut off it, real quick.
Oh,
just so we can kind of, like, keep it coherent.
Oh.
We got cut off where they had manipulated the photo and
that first photo.
Whatnot.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
And I'm not sure if you had a chance.
Each hand was, it was one hand might have been hers, or they both weren't, but one hand was clearly from one person and the other was from another person.
Yeah, like, it wasn't well. And then I think you mentioned, I don't know if this was because we didn't really listen back fully to the other clip there, but I believe you did mention the video
of them coming out of that story.
Coming out, and a lot of people did speculate if that was her or not.
Well, I think, to me, this is just my opinion, and we could be wrong, but I feel like if you ask, like, someone who edits, like, videos or is in that kind of line of work, like, where they edit videos and stuff, like, for a living, like, went to school for it or whatever, like, I think that, because, no, it didn't look like her in that video.
It was so grainy.
But what I think is, you said it right there, is it was very pixelated.
Yeah.
Like, someone,
which didn't help the cause.
It didn't help it at all. Because someone obviously took it with a phone.
And where it was grainy, people were like, oh, wait, that must not be her.
That doesn't take good video. Yeah. And most phones don't from far away.
I know,
or if you zoom in even on an iPhone and take a picture or a video, it just becomes more and more pixelated.
I almost want to bring a digital camera with us to the Nicki Minaj concert.
And I think that you won't be able to.
That's
one thing, those concerts, and I'm telling you, just because I worked at a venue like that, they will confiscate it.
Really?
They can't your phone, because that's illegal, but you can't take cameras in.
Well, that sucks. I mean, kind of. I don't have a digital camera anyways.
They will, if you can, they will tell you.
Oh my god.
But, no.
I just, like, thought back to, like, the last time I went to a concert at this venue in Montreal, and we'll get into that here in a second.
Oh, really?
So essentially, like, where Nick was going with this was, she did kind of feel she wasn't supposed to come out and do any sort of public appearance or anything.
I don't think she was.
Well, that's what they said, at least until Easter.
Come eventually.
They said it after Easter.
Yeah.
Was that the initial timeline? And people were rushing it because. So there's two sides to this. What I was wanting to say is, I agree that, like, we're right to speculate, but it went way too far. It became like a joke and a meme, and like celebrities were like, "Oh, on my way to find Kate and stuff." And if it's like, okay, how is that, like, whether or not you know she had cancer is one thing. It's obviously, like, you can't know that.
Right. But
she's possibly missing. She could possibly be dead. Like, you know, there was all of these different theories, and, like, they were choosing to be like, haha, for clout.
Meanwhile, she comes out with the...
And then everyone has to apologize.
And it's like, I'm glad that she's getting the apologies from the right place that she is right now, because... Did anyone it ever occur? And I mean, obviously the things that have gone on in the royal family don't help the situation, and that's essentially what led to people having all these theories and speculating, being like, "What happened to her?" Like, but did it ever occur to anyone that just because she's the member of the royal family and she's a princess,
she's still fucking human.
She's still human, and she has three young children. And although we didn't know in the moment that she had cancer, we did know enough that she had major surgery, so something had to have been wrong with her health. And did it ever occur to anyone that there's that, and the fact that what if it's something that... could be life-threatening, and she has three young children.
Mm-hmm.
No, and that maybe we should just accept the fact that it will come out eventually. We need to give her privacy.
And I think that people were initially okay to wait until after Easter. It was the fact that they rushed that photo. It was AI, and then the green. It really got people were like, okay, no, you're gonna have to tell us what's going on ASAP because this is not adding up. And then they tried to say, like, she edited the photo herself and posted. Like, it was very
fucking shady.
And I
personally, like, when that video that came out of her, like, telling the world what really is going on, it's heart wrenching. Yeah, she might be just sitting there, and she looks great. She looks like Kate Middleton we know, and she's always been a slim woman, but she has lost
some
weight.
Slim, baddie.
She has lost some weight.
Yeah.
I mean, and part of that might simply because she had surgery, like, and, you know, she might, that some people might lose some weight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but she has lost some weight, and she conducted herself the way we know Kate Middleton to be, like, and I think that's why so many have so much respect for her, because she me personally, she reminds me a lot of Princess Diana, and the way she carries herself, and she's just gorgeous. She's beautiful, like, and I think she did a really good job in the video, but you could tell that she was trying to be strong. Like, you could tell that if she really wanted to, she would have probably cried. Like, it can't be easy. It can't be easy to get news like that. And then I'm sure automatically in her head, she thought of her kids and the what if.
How could she not?
And then never mind the fact that she's in the public eye all the time. Can you imagine?
And it's like a different set of being in the public eye. Like, she is like... You know what I mean? There's like being like a celebrity, and then there's being in the royal
family. These people are put on like a pedestal. Like,
We have to stop doing that.
Expect so much.
You're right, and you know what, Nick? You're right. We need to stop putting these people on a pedestal, though. Why do we have a monarchy?
Yes, they're the royal family, and I'll be the first to tell you, I grew up in a military family to respect the royal family. I have my own questions about, you know, what happened to Diana.
Allegedly that she was murdered.
I think something like that happened to her, because Diana was
not going to be the cookie cutter little.
If something was wrong, she said
she was a remarkable fucking woman.
She was
remarkable,
you know. But with that being said, I still have the because
she was
in reality.
She would have been an ally.
Know who did what and who's guilty and who's not. But I will always have respect for the royal family because I was, that's the way I was brought up. My dad served in the Canadian Armed Forces for 30 years.
I don't know, but maybe
I'm like, but I will always question some of the
good
morals good behind them. And some of these morals, although not, or some of these things have gone on with the royal family, although in this world, 2024,
allegedly they eat babies
and it's like completely out of line, it was somewhat normal at one time, but we live in a time where it's not, so things need to change as the world changes.
I don't expect you to know the answer to this, but I feel like you'll have more of an idea than I ever could. Don't feel like you have to answer this, just so you don't know if you don't know. But what is the point of having a monarchy? Like, they have, like, the UK has a prime minister, we have a prime minister. It's, like, what do they do?
I don't know the exact explanation, to be honest with you, but I can tell you.
Do you agree that they could be abolished, though, and we'd be fine? I think so.
I don't know.
Because what do they do?
But I don't know, like, what. Do you want to know the purpose, basically?
Well, I want to know what they do. What do they do? Like, why do they make money? Why are they on a pedestal? Like, do they?
So the monarch, I don't really know.
They probably taught me this in school.
Say that I know the purpose, but when it comes to us and being from Canada, they are like the monarchy of the Commonwealth. So, now don't ask me why we've seen them, you know, do royal tours in our lifetime, and where some of the royals come and visit different cities or and
the Queen came to
US.
Fredericton at one point.
Yeah, several times.
My sister saw her. I didn't.
Where they come even to the U.S. Now they're not the monarchy for the U.S. Like they have no ties to the U.S. because the United States.
No, I know. It's just us, the U.K. and Australia, right? I'm so smart.
They
What are we doing? History
so
is fun.
This is what you could call it a definition, I guess. But it's the sovereign acts as a focus for national identity, unity, and pride. Gives a sense of stability and continuity.
Oh, a sense, but not
continuity,
really.
Officially recognizes success and excellence and supports the ideal of voluntary service.
Slavery?
Roles, the sovereign is supported by members of their immediate family. No, like, it's, I think they mean, like, volunteering in your community.
Okay.
Like, they do, because if you think about it, like, the Queen, the King, Kate Middleton, the Princess, all of them, like, when they go to these events and stuff, like, actually, a few days ago, before Kate Middleton made her statement there, it came out that she is working on some projects like from home while she's recovering.
She's probably writing a book. I'd read the show for a book.
What their life is about is service. Like they do make money. Like they make money off of.
Like I know they wave and they go around and they smile and
spend money. Like how there's tax on things. Like they make money off of all that. Not very much, but obviously it adds up.
Make money off of what?
Like when there's like, obviously there's tax on stuff that we pay for, like goods and services and like,
yeah,
and our
they
government
make,
things,
I
but they
so.
Make a very tiny, tiny portion off of that.
And I'm wondering
but
why
they make that off of all the Commonwealth countries.
I know, but why?
So, but
you don't
what,
need to answer
but
that,
see,
we don't
their
need to
purpose is like, so when I said like it came out, she's working on some projects, like. They do volunteer work. That's all they do. Their job is to bring light to different
but
things.
But is it volunteer work when they be billionaires?
Yeah, but I mean, they also, they came from a lot of that, too. They came, royal or not, they
I say,
came from money.
I say that we,
but yeah,
this is my humble opinion, coming from a very uneducated point, too.
It's very complicated
this,
what
I
they
know,
do, though.
But this is
it's,
my empty thoughts.
I should know.
Well, I don't, maybe I should too, because I did, I mean, I went to school and I got my diploma in grade 12 and all that stuff, but I don't, know what ever happened to all that information that I ever learned. Honestly, I really fucking don't.
This is better here. This is a better explanation.
Oh God.
What is the point of the royal family?
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah. Working members of the royal family continue to support and now the king.
Yeah.
In his many state.
Did he die?
No. Oh. No, like cancer. It's just whoever is.
Why do they all have cancer?
I know, but it's the so obviously whoever is in the on the throne, like whether they're whoever's king or queen at the time. That
my version of working, on the throne.
Yeah.
Is
so the toilet. Working members of the royal family continue to support the king in his many state and national duties. So as a royal family, they have state and national duties. And it says, as they did for Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth for many years, they also carry out important work in the areas of public and charitable service.
Queen Elizabeth is the one that just died.
Yeah. Okay. So there's only ever one queen. That's what, basically what their purpose is they carry out very important work in areas of public and they
I think that they at least assist in the process of stealing and eating babies, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Is that what you just read there? Anyways.
No.
I think that's pretty good though.
And then, oh, and then an important part of it, you asked me, too, which I feel is the most important part, is, so, you know how in Canada, and I think they call it the same...
The U.S.?
They call them the same names in other Commonwealth countries, but how... Yeah. Like in New Brunswick and in any other province in Canada, we have what's called the Lieutenant Governor. And then Canada, we have a Governor General.
Okay.
So I don't even know if you knew this. So the Governor General.
Why are we talking about this?
Well, I'm talking about like still the purpose of the royal family.
Let's wrap it up.
When the royal family, like if the king is not present in our country or any of the Commonwealth, countries, it's the Governor General who is his representative. So the Governor General is essentially a member of royalty. Our Lieutenant Governor of New Brunswick considered royalty. Like they,
who is it?
So I don't remember who it is.
We don't give a shit.
But so essentially, since the king is not here in our country, our
Norman.
Essentially the Lieutenant Governor is the king, in as long as he's not present. And with that being said, our Governor General is also the Commander in Chief of the Canadian Forces. So when you see like, there's a difference here. So when you see the President of the United States get off of his helicopter or his great, big, huge plane, and you always see him...
Who?
The President of the United States.
Ew, I've only ever seen clips of him falling down the stairs.
Well, yeah. But you always see him salute to the
I never
guard.
See that. But I'm sure he does.
That's standing outside the plane. Uh-huh. Because in their country, how they work... Because they're not a Commonwealth country, the Commander-in-Chief of their military is the President of the United States. The Canadian military, their Commander-in-Chief is not Justin Trudeau. Their Commander-in-Chief is King Charles.
Ew. The old fucking bed?
If he's not here, their Commander-in-Chief is the Governor General.
Oh. Well, of course he's not
that's
here.
That's the king's representative.
Where the fuck? Like, he's never
but that,
here.
That's the difference of a Commonwealth country. Right? So us, Australia, obviously, the UK.
Yeah.
But, and all the other Commonwealth countries, their military, all of the Commonwealth countries, have the same commander-in-chief as the king.
Okay.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Again, why, I don't know. It's just, it's so complicated when you really think about it.
We just spent 17 minutes trying to answer that question.
But it is, isn't it?
But we don't know.
I thought I knew, and then when we start talking about it, it's like, but still, what's the purpose?
Yeah, no, for sure,
but,
for sure. This chair is so
uncomfortable. Obviously, there is one, but it is, there is a difference. Quite a difference, eh? How, like, there's, I don't even know, there's a lot of Commonwealth countries, but it's so... kind of neat how a group, large group of countries have their military as one commander-in-chief, and then if you're not a Commonwealth country...
On that note,
yeah,
like kind of like just my opinion on this, if we're all Commonwealth countries, it should be cheaper for us to visit places like Australia and the UK, and for them to come to Canada. But like, what the hell?
Does it kind of explains too why? Well, I kind of always knew.
I don't really have much of a desire to go to Australia.
It might stem from when I worked in the airline industry, but like, that kind of explains why. Like over time, when in the 10 years when I worked in the airline industry, I met people like that would come here from like Australia or whatever, and I had learned over time that like, as you mentioned, like why can't it be cheaper to go? Well. I
or at least
time
affordable
that, like,
for like a common
really
middle
like,
class person like us.
Yeah,
I would say we're middle class.
Like Canadians, like when you go there, like
everywhere I've ever gone, Canadians. Yeah. Like I've only been two places,
but no wonder Australians
like abroad.
Like, have so
but they
much
really like Canadians
for us because they relate a lot.
We're kind. I mean, honestly, I get this, and I know this is probably shocking for you because I'm not very, I'm kind of a bitch at home, but like
but
I get this
kind.
A lot. I am, and see, I try to be, and I get this a lot at like work and stuff, like. You're so kind. Like, all this, like that's always, like, the feedback I get is, like, I'm very kind. And I feel like it's because for a long time, like, I was kind, like, when I was younger, but there was, like, a good decade or so from, like, I would say 16 to a little bit over a decade. Like, some point in my teenage years, I became very defensive. Like, I don't know, like, just, like, very defensive, very mean. I feel like just being rude to people was... It was just who I was for a long time. And it was like a defense thing because if I was, it was like almost like asserting dominance so that people wouldn't like pick on me or something. It was like a very strange thing that I was doing there for a long time. And so like now, like over like the past like little bit, like getting like that feedback over the past year or two of like me being kind and stuff, like it's been like, feels like I've kind of like reconnected with like who I was before. And I don't know. Like, I mean, even like I was kind of talking to Amy about it like a few weeks ago, like there was a song that came out by this like Canadian indie artist. Her name's, she's not gonna be indie forever, but she's, you guys keep an eye out for her. Her name's Elio.
Girl,
I'm sorry if you're listening, I am, just tell me how to pronounce it. I think it's Elio though. And she has a song out called Can I Make You Jealous. And I listened to it and it reminded me, it just instantly unlocked like this like core memory that I had of me like being in like my room as like a 10 11 year old whatever, listening to like an Avril Lavigne CD, the Let Go CD to be more specific, and Under My Skin, the album, and like just like screaming it, and like just like the feeling I had while listening to it. And like, I don't know, like back then if you had asked me like what I was gonna do, it was always I'm gonna be an actor or I'm gonna do something in like media. And just like, I don't know, like it just reminded me like this is like kind of like this podcast, like this is kind of like in the vein of like always like who I've been and always what I wanted to do. And I've always been just so, I've always like kind of like dumbed myself down and like kind of like just like, I don't know where I'm going with this. I've had some coffees, but we're healing, we're doing better. I feel good with who I am at 30. I was always scared of turning 30, and I don't know, like kind of like I'm about a month out from my 31st birthday, and I'm just like, I don't know. I couldn't be happier with like just who I am as a person and who I'm going to be. Like, because like I'm not saying I'm a perfect person, because I'm not, and I don't think anybody.
I don't
is.
Believe anyone's perfect, no. And I feel like someone who comes out and says that they are very self-centered, and
there's always some work to do. There's always some work.
Someone who comes out and says that they're actually perfect has work to do,
and that's healthy,
because if
to,
you
to work on yourself,
have the balls to come out and say I'm perfect.
No, I don't.
No,
oh, you mean
not
like
you, anyone? If someone has,
I mean, like,
has the balls to come out
that.
And publicly or whatever say I'm perfect, you clearly have some soul searching to do.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's just borderline like shady for you to. Yeah. Anyway.
No, I agree. I agree.
Call me a bitch
you
for saying
bitch.
That,
I
but
call you bitch every
I,
day.
Even if I what knew for a fact that I was perfect, I wouldn't look at someone and say I'm perfect, because it's weird.
Well, I say that you're perfect sometimes,
well,
and I mean that
that's different when it's your partner, though.
Yeah, you've never said to me though. You always tell me you're not perfect.
What?
No, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Liar.
No, like honestly, like I just. it's just crazy, like, how much has happened in a year. Like, I mean, a few moments ago, like, that Tove Lo song came on, and, like, it's been over a year since we went and saw that little baby girl live in concert, and, like, it just feels like...
In that luxury hotel we stayed at.
We stayed in a luxury hotel. What was the... I don't think it even had a name. It just said hotel. And it wasn't a hotel. That was false-ass advertisement. That was not a hotel. Because we had, like...
Sex shop next
The room
door.
Didn't even... Like, the room was... The door stayed open.
Below us,
the door wouldn't shut to our room.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't stay shut. The heater was broken. Yeah. Some random French big giant man kept on coming into our room, like, to fix the radiator or something. We don't know because he didn't speak English. Yeah. And, like, Amy had no shirt on when he came in because the door didn't shut, right? Like,
yeah.
And it was a shared bathroom situation, a little dingy bathroom.
And then there was, like, strip clubs and around. And then above the one of them was, like, a dance
I think
studio.
Someone died in the hallway because remember that smell?
Yeah. And then there was...
Either that or it was a garbage
And then
room.
Above one of the strip clubs, there was, like, a dance studio. And we watched them do a class one night. I'm pretty sure they were new recruits learning to...
Strip?
Perform down below.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking
yeah,
either that
it was
or...
a little interesting, yeah.
Because it looked, it didn't look like so much as a class. It looked like they already knew what they were doing and they were practicing.
Yeah. Or auditioning and they were, or something. I don't know. Yeah. It was.
Well, we were in Montreal.
It was a whole
like,
vibe.
A lot of production
that's
stuff
for sure.
So.
A whole vibe.
Excuse me. As I needed.
Yeah, it was. But we're staying in an Airbnb this time.
It's super cute, actually.
It's super cute.
Thank God for...
We have our own bathroom.
Nick's mother, my mother-in-law, she was so gracious to book that for us. And it's not easy for Nick and I to just, like, go and take a trip. It's very unfortunate to say that because, like, we don't have children or anything. But, like, just in this economy...
Right.
It's not easy for anyone to really do that, I don't find. Like, I mean...
No, and we
so
don't.
So I feel really grateful that we were able to do this. And, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it just feels like... I feel very grateful that we're able to go and we don't have like the intense burden of having to pull money from places where we don't even have it. Like, you know what I mean? So,
like a lot of people believe that we know that are
I'm not sure if we know
doing
no.
that, but,
I think like over the past few weeks, like we've been like super chill.
Yeah.
But, like we've done like a lot of like fun little things. Like we've seen like a lot of good movies.
Right.
What movies that we... people weren't sure that would be good.
Right.
We ended up seeing and really enjoying.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves brought out a new album, like, was it last week? That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. One of her best songs, I think, is on it. Giver and Giver / Taker.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going on tour. We're not going, but that's just because, like, we're already going to Montreal this year, and it's just, you know.
Yeah.
She's going to be there in November, and I noticed that she's selling tickets like starting at like $40, and that is how they should be priced across the board.
Yeah,
someone needs to hit up TLC, like that band, like that girl group from like the late 90s.
Yeah,
and let them know that like they're not relevant anymore.
Right.
They're coming to like somewhere like here in New Brunswick where we live, and we were like considering going, but like for a ticket, like it's like the furthest seat away from the stage, like the furthest fucking seat.
Yeah,
started at $140.
The price for them, like no,
$140,
yeah,
and it's only
no.
freaking TL. There's no C because she, God rest her soul.
Right.
Actually, no, there's no L. It's just T and C.
Yeah.
T Boss and Chili.
No.
So
the guy paid less than that to see.
For comparison,
like
Nicki Minaj tickets are around that price. In
yeah.
Montreal, and she's a
and
very
I've
relevant
less
artist.
Than that to see like people like Mariah Carey and Beyonce, even when I saw Beyonce, if they think paid $80, like what the hell?
What are you doing over there, Murphy?
Like,
Mr.
No.
Dalla.
As soon as I saw that, and so many of our friends are going too, and like I love
you know,
it
I don't know how many
like,
are going because I checked on I checked this like how many tickets left, and there's like. Nick, bring it up on Ticketmaster. There's
I
all
believe you.
Still
I think some of them just
because
like to make it look like they're going, and this. I think some of them. I swear, there's some people that like. I don't want to like necessarily. Because I mean, we as you get older, like you might still have people on your friends list, but like they're not really your friends. You kind of don't hang out with them as often anymore. Like that's just what happens as you. Get older sometimes, like
that's 90%
but there's these
people,
people like that we know
like
that are like sometimes that, and it might some people might take offense to it, but like it just like I feel live a like a fake life or something.
That's
like
everybody, babe.
Like posts like, oh, that they're going to this and going to that. It's like, are you really? Because a normal person wouldn't spend $150 on a ticket to go see TLC.
I think that
who
like,
were bit big 30 to 20 some years ago. Like,
I think to each their own for sure. Like, but like my where I kind of, and we won't say anything past this because right? I don't want anyone to be offended.
I don't know.
That listens to us, but like one that we know at least, because this is.
Don't
like,
get me wrong. I love TLC's music. Love it.
But like where I get annoyed is like. Sure, like spend the money, get the tickets, whatever, go in debt if you have to, pay it off, whatever, like you only live once. But to do that, like spend all this money on a trip and then like in the same breath ask for like grocery handouts or whatever on like social media.
I know.
That's where it's like, okay, that you're just irresponsible and it's embarrassing.
It is.
So like that's where I kind of draw the line. And I feel like we know.
You know what's
like
mind-blowing is how many people our age who should it should register with right away, like when they do stuff like that, that it doesn't even cross their mind or doesn't even register with them that, hello, you just did a fundraiser for
whatever, don't get specific.
For your blown tire on your car or whatever, I don't know. Like, we've blown 7 tires in 1 year, like, we paid for it every time, like,
And if we ever had to, like, to help with it, we weren't going to taking a trip the next day.
Or taking a trip, and it's like, what? Like,
yeah.
We struggle too, but, like,
it's just very strange.
We and would like to go make memories too, and we do, but we do when we can.
Yeah, for sure.
When the time's right and when it.
Next year we're going. Yeah. I want to go to Cuba. I don't care.
I mean, we do. We go. We make our memories when it makes sense to.
Yeah.
Because we know we have to be responsible.
Yeah. I agree.
And I don't mean any shade on anyone. It's just it.
I
it
do mean shade.
Me as
I
someone,
do mean shade when it's when you do that. Yes, because like it's embarrassing.
It is.
For
it's
you.
Embarrassing for someone our age.
Anyone
who
it's embarrassing for anybody to ask for a handout when they are going up to a concert in another province or something the next week. It's like, okay, like what the fuck are you doing?
It's embarrassing for me because that my generation, there's people of my generation that act like that when we're at an age where we should be. I would expect that from someone maybe in their earlier mid 20s, but we're at an age now where I feel like it embarrasses me that there's people of my generation that act like that.
Yeah.
It's, and I don't mean it in a mean way. I just want it. And if someone feels targeted by that comment, I don't mean to target anyone.
It means the shoe fits, and that's on you.
I just want... I apologize if anyone feels that way. I don't mean to, but this is what I'm getting at.
Do you care?
Just...
Why are you apologizing?
I'm not... I just don't mean to offend anyone.
Fuck a bitch.
I just want... We live and learn. Just think about the choices you're making and how it comes across, because we do live in a day and age, an era where everything.
Like, go back. Like, can we just go back to like being a shady bitch in secret? Like, don't.
True.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right?
What the hell? Like, stop it on. The, but yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't think anything else has really happened to us on a, like in our personal lives that we.
I mean, all I have to say is
that Canada's Commonwealth country.
My prayers go out, Kate Middleton.
What the fuck?
I mean,
why
they do like just that she
oh, we're not wrapping up, we have something to talk about.
No, I know, but when it comes to like stuff we've talked about already, like just my we kind of just went right into another topic, but when it comes to that, I do want to say that I really
wasting my
do hope that she
no regrets
that her statement she released will allow people to leave her alone and allow her to recover, focus on her treatment, focus on being with her kids and Will, and
I just know that you've shed enough tears for her.
Well, I just because, and I'm actually really happy to see the amount of outlets and people that did right away offer their apologies, because I think society owed. They did. They owed, I think society in general.
Okay, we're not going back into the Kate Middleton.
Sorry.
We're not.
I know. But I we're do. It's all I wanted to say. And I
watch our sub count go down. No. Because we were talking too much monarchy. No, I'm just joking. But like, I know we're kind of like all over the place, but we're going to kind of go back into like the music vein before we jump into like the movies we've been seeing and stuff. The new Kacey Musgrave album is great. It's called Deeper Well. This is
I love her. And what I like about her is she's a country singer.
Yeah, she is.
But what I love about her is that she's
let's experiment with her music.
She has a song that
and she used to love her weed. I think she took a tolerance break. I'm not sure.
That song she made years ago, like
Follow Your Arrow. Oh, I think Rainbow. I think Rainbow is the Kacey Musgrave's track when it comes to like. In my opinion,
I love both of them.
But honestly, remind me about it could apply to anybody.
And I love that a country singer came up with a couple songs that were essentially dedicated to the.
And that's why she's still kind of like a niche artist. And I hate to say that, but like
very often in that genre of music.
No, you don't. And that's exactly why she's still like, she's not selling the same amount of records as like, I don't know, like who. Like a Tim McGraw or someone that's like racist and white and doesn't speak on politics and stuff like that, like as much as they would, because she appeals to like she's a great country artist and that's what she does really really well. And I think that because of her being outspoken and stuff, it she just doesn't appeal to like a massive like audience like in the country sphere, if that makes sense. Because like she's never had like I'm just looking at like her sales like with this album, like this album's fantastic.
And
like Golden Hour, a record she put out in like 2018 or 2019, one record of the year. Like there's no questioning that she's like an incredible country artist or just artist in general. It's but her sales and her tour sales and stuff just don't match that.
Yeah.
And I think it's because she's outspoken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's speaking of country music, and you'll have to
probably... Is it Beyonce?
No.
Oh, I want to talk about that too, though.
You'll have to look it up after, and we could speak on it on another episode. There's a country artist. I've always known about him, and he's just never really done anything very big. He still does music.
Yoo-hoo.
But he's a gay country artist. He's from the States. His name's Steve Brand. Have you ever heard of him?
Nope.
Well, look him up. His music's actually pretty good. We're just kind of talking about how Kacey Musgraves is a country artist and has those songs. But I've always known of him, but he's a... I just thought it was important
this to bring person? Up.
No. It's Steve Grand.
Grand.
Yeah.
Steve... Oh, my God. What is... So I searched up Steve Grant, and that was, like, some sketchy stuff.
Steve Grand. YouTube.
It's gonna... Grand? Okay, seriously? Okay, do I speak in, like, tongues or something next?
Well, you're probably saying it too slow, so it's...
Too slow?
It's thinking...
Steve Grand. YouTube. Okay, there we go.
This person? That's him. Yeah.
219.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He's actually good. Aw,
he's cute.
He has a... What was... All American Boy.
10 years ago.
10 years ago. That was... that song, I think...
Oh, so he's not like... He isn't making music anymore.
Well, I don't know. He might be.
Aw, that's sad.
But All American Boy is a good song. I like it.
Here, open it up. We can put it back then while we chat a bit.
I'll see
All American Boy is doing. Top to bottom. Oh my god. Okay, yeah, I can see why maybe. He's playing gay porn now. That's why I think he might be in gay porn now.
I think he is, but it's nice. It is, that aside, it's nice to see someone from our community, because there are people in our community
it's
like
so
music.
I mean, I guess we're in the age of like
that are
sex work is okay and stuff, and
but it's
empowering
nice to see
and whatnot.
From our community and the country music.
No, for sure. You know what I mean? And I'm sure there's a lot of country artists that are secretly gay. I mean, if you think about how many faceless profiles,
how many football players have come out over the years.
I don't. I truly couldn't tell you
a lot.
There's
been quite a few. Yeah. Well, he doesn't do any. Last album he had was 2018. Why? He's actually great.
Well, and the thing is, he obviously wasn't making it in this, and he went into fucking porn, which is very unfortunate. Very unfortunate, but he,
It is unfortunate. I don't know. Yeah, what the hell?
Aw, it's honestly really strange to hear a country song and, like, see, like, this very clearly gay man be singing it. Pulling the bottle of whiskey in a dart.
Yeah. He's a good singer. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, so, like, I see, yeah. I don't know that I've ever really been exposed to that many, like, gay and queer artists over the years. Like,
no.
Unfortunately, I just don't, no. I don't know. Like, I mean, like I said, like, I just discovered that Chapel Roan person, and she's queer and, like, incredible. Yeah. And, like, I sent, like, a video of hers to, like, a friend of ours today, and they're like, oh, like, I know who that is already. I've seen this. Yeah. It's like, how, like, what is my algorithm? Like, I'm literally gay male, and, like, I have, like, these, like, female porn bots that message me and stuff all the time, and, like, my algorithm's fucked.
Yeah.
I need more, like, queer stuff to, like, be sent to me, and, like, artists like this.
He used to do a lot more. He used to, like, 10-ish years ago, even, he used to attend a lot of gay pride festivals and perform, and I don't know. I think he still does. I've seen things here and there, but
well, he's probably one of those ones that walks around in a Speedo now.
He does. I mean, he's in really great shape. I mean,
I don't know. I just don't know. Even if, when I was, like, really thin and stuff, I never put on a Speedo and walked around outside. It was never my thing. I just never thought, like, I feel like there's, like, a, you know, just a weirdness to that, but we won't get into it.
It's just
keeps your own.
Just exposing a lot more when you wear something like that.
It's just like, why at a pride parade where there's gonna be, like, children and stuff? Like, it just kind of, like, makes me feel a little bit weird about the representation that we sometimes have.
Because,
sexual deviance and stuff, like, right?
I think sometimes...
Murphy or Norman?
It makes me... It almost makes me be like, sometimes... No wonder our community gets the label we kind of get sometimes when there's members of our community walking around at these pride festivals that are supposed to be family friendly, they're family friendly, but they're walking around half naked.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sorry. It's okay to be confident, but that's not family friendly.
No, which is a little strange, but I mean.
So it's, and I don't, and I mean, if that was a straight person saying what I just said, they'd probably be, you'd probably be like, oh, they're homophobic, but like,
oh my gosh, I'll probably say the word.
But, like, I'm sorry, but that is the reality, whether people want to admit it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We, for the most part, I think as gay people, we would like our pride festivals to be family friendly, and for them to say they're family friendly, like they do, and them actually be family friendly.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of times when they're really not, and
I'm going to reel you in.
Anyway.
Because I don't want to keep on... Yeah. We have to get to, like, the end of this music. We've got to...
Otherwise, our episode will be 5 hours long.
Which is fine, but I need to eat.
Well, yeah.
And I work early tomorrow. Which is whatever. But I think we'll be up a little bit late, because I want to watch Bob Marley One Love tonight, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The audience score was pretty good, and you said that you want to see it.
Yeah.
So we'll find, like, a good movie. But so, music-wise, it's actually... Things are looking up. Charlie XCX... put out Von Dutch, which is an absolute banger, super great. Video is really fun. Remix with Addison Rae just came out, and it's exactly what a remix should be. It's not just a new beat, it's actually like a fucking remix, so that's nice and it's fun.
Yeah.
I love Addison Rae. I think that she's definitely one to watch just as like a personality. I don't know what she'll do in music and stuff, but I think she'll do well in, at least in horror movies. I loved her in Thanksgiving. Didn't really care for her in that Netflix movie she put out, like He's All That or whatever. Wasn't great.
Right.
What else? Beyonce has an album coming out Friday. We're definitely going to be doing a live listen for that. We're bringing back the live listen before Spotify gets rid of it in June, which is super unfortunate. Spotify, don't do that.
Yeah.
So we'll do that on the 29th. New Beyonce album. What else? That might be it for music that I can think of. Oh, Chapel Roan. I love her. Them. I don't know their pronouns, so I'm just going to say they, them for now.
Right.
And yeah, movies. We've seen a few. So our theater finally updated most of the cinema. The cinemas, what are they called? Like the little rooms with the screens and stuff. Like theaters, Anyways, yeah. They updated their shit, and they have comfortable seats, hashtag full recline.
They're auditoriums.
Auditoriums, yes. So what is the hashtag, babe?
Full recline.
Full recline. Yeah. So the seats fully recline, which is a lot of fun. Comfy. They're so comfortable. Yeah. Like, I mean, going to the movies is, like, always something I've loved to do, but, like, I'm a bigger guy. I'm 30 now. I'm not that tiny little boy that used to sit in the seats and watch the movies and not be uncomfortable like I am now. So it's nice to have the seat that, like, has, like, the things, right?
Yeah.
So we saw a few movies. We'll start with ones we saw in theaters because, obviously, we're talking about the auditoriums. So we saw Madame Web. It took me weeks, literal weeks, to convince Nick and a friend of ours, Ellie, to come and see this movie with me. Nobody would come. Everyone was like, no, this movie's going to be shit. Nick, what were your thoughts before we went?
I'm not giving my thoughts right now. Why? Well, I'm going to. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. No, last night I actually saw it really didn't. I don't think it did as bad as it was made out to be. Everyone made it out to be. There was some sort of glitch the first day it came out in the company that runs the theaters in the States or whatever, and because the bunch got refunded or something for whatever reason when it opened, and it had an effect on their sales.
Interesting.
And I guess that's why it made it look like it did really bad and that it just wasn't a good movie or whatever.
I think that
there's an explanation for it somewhere. I'll have to find it. But because I mean, we thought it wasn't
I need you to answer my question, bitch. Okay. What were your thoughts before the movie? Why did it take you so long to come see this with me?
Well, because I didn't see anything good about it online. No one was saying anything good about it, that it was the worst. It was, like, almost borderline with the worst sales in history.
I was told that it was, I've heard things like unwatchable, worst movie ever made.
Unwatchable, but, like, I don't know, it kept my attention.
That's the thing. We went, we saw it, and we really fucking enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak for myself before, because I'll let you speak for yourself, because
isn't it Marvel? It falls under, like, that Marvel.
I know Spotify, wow. Spider-Man, like, that universe is the maximum.
Yeah, I think it's Marvel, right?
Spotify is, like, telling us we have to wrap it up here soon.
Oh.
Okay, just because we're hitting our maximum for recording. I don't know why. We're just rambling today. We usually take more breaks in between, that's why. Spider-Man is like a Marvel thing, but Sony is taking care of it.
My thing, but yeah,
but it was supposed to be like a Spider-Man universe thing, but like they thought the movie was so bad that like right before the movie came out they were trying to like cut all ties with the Spider-Man universe, and I think that's why a lot of people didn't like it, is because like it was obviously really edited. Like there was a lot of stuff that was edited out, obviously. Yeah. Like we didn't get to see them in their Spider-Man, like their Spider-Woman suits or anything like that. Like the villain, his voice was clearly dubbed over in editing, which was very strange, very weird. I need to know why.
Yeah.
Because they gave another person with a thick accent. Like I don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, the ending. I understand people say it's bad, but it's so bad that it's laughable, which makes it good. We were thoroughly entertained by just at the ending. There's a spoiler here, girls and boys, probably only girls, honestly. But at the end, Madame Web, Dakota Johnson's character, is blinded and somehow completely paralyzed by a firework. A firework hit her in the face, and that blinded her, and she was in a wheelchair. Like a motorized one, like Stephen Hawkins. And when I tell you, I don't get it. Like, we don't understand it. We'll never understand it.
Big
fucking patches on her eyes. Like, it was so, so fucking weird.
What'd they say to her? No, I've got everything. Yeah, I need, like she with was these great big patches on her eyes.
She was just blinded. She's like, I have everything I need right here. Like, she was so happy about being blinded and stuff. It was just so weird. And then, like, and then at the end, like, she's sitting there, like. Ellie can't get over the flash and like the scene towards the end where like it shows her as a really old person. I don't understand that either.
Yeah,
it's like super fucked. But like, she's sitting there in the thing and she's like, the best thing about the future is it hasn't happened yet. And it's like, what the fuck? like, who wrote this? Like, it's very what the fuck, but it was like, if you're just, it was entertaining. It was funny.
Yeah.
It's something that I'll actually watch again because.
I actually would.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I think,
I think it's worth a watch, honestly.
I don't know. It's one of those things like, yeah, people yeah. have said bad things about it, but it's still someone's personal opinion.
Yep.
And watch it and form your own opinion.
Yep. No, I agree.
Because
I really enjoyed it. Ellie said she loved it. Yeah. You enjoyed it. It was just really funny.
And it wouldn't be a movie that I would even go see or choose to go see. It's just not.
I honestly, the negative word of mouth really made me want to go see it. So I was like, how bad could it be? Like, I've seen some real fucking doozies.
Yeah.
Or what people would say are doozies. And I actually.
We've walked out of other movies. We didn't walk out of that.
No, we didn't. We've literally, like, we've genuinely walked out of movies several times.
Yeah.
Because we didn't walk out of that one. Because it was genuinely super entertaining.
Yeah.
Yep. And then last night we went to go.
Hashtag full recline.
We went to another hashtag full recline cinema.
Yeah.
Auditorium.
Yeah.
Auditorium. What did we see? Immaculate. Another movie with Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney was actually in three movies that we've watched this month. We saw Madame Webb. She was in that.
Yeah.
One of the main characters, actually.
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty good in it. I mean, they didn't really ask. Like, there wasn't much to her character or anything, in my opinion. So, like, she was fine for what it was.
Yeah.
Anyone But You. I liked that movie. I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. But I found her to be super, like, nasally, if that makes sense. Which was kind of a little bit strange. And then she was also nasally in the movie we saw last night, Immaculate. But she was actually good. She was... I think she has a future in horror movies if all else fails, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie itself wasn't anything revolutionary. It didn't bring anything new, per se, for most of the movie. But the ending, I think the final act of the movie was very worth it. It makes the movie go worth seeing, for sure.
Yeah. And it was a movie where you could... Hashtag full recline.
So. Yes, we hashtag full recline. So, okay, where do we full recline at, though?
In the auditorium.
But where's the auditorium located?
In the Cineplex.
The cinema?
In the cinema.
So, like, this. Explain how the cinema
where
works.
We watch a film that was filmed.
But it's projected onto...
onto the...
Screen?
Screen for using cinematic experience.
Yes, but what is projecting onto the screen? Film. But what is...
Film.
But what is the apparatus that is used for projection of the film to the
projector.
Screen? Yes. Yeah. So it's all just part of the experience. Yeah. And projecting the film,
cinematic.
It was good. I'm not going to give any spoilers for the movie, but I think that it's a good movie. It's worth a watch. Yeah. I would go see it in theaters for sure. Yeah. Especially if you can... Full recline.
I mean, it's immaculate.
It was immaculate. Next week is a big week, actually. We're going to have that Beyonce album, which is probably not going to be all country, I hope, from what I've gathered.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be, like, more in the same, like, atmosphere as Renaissance, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't see how.
Yeah.
But, you know. And then Godzilla, the new Godzilla and Kong movie comes out, and we're going to go see that in a hashtag full recline for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's, like, a lot of movies coming out soon that, like, we're going to be going to see, I think. The first Omen being one of them. Taylor Swift album coming out soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
Another movie that we saw that we should talk about real quick before we wrap it up. Poor Things. Emma Stone won Best Actress for this at the Oscars, so we were like, we should watch this. We watched it on Prime.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't, yeah, like, no.
It wasn't your
I would have just shut it off. No. Like, do you have anything better to make a movie about than that? Like,
what was it about, though? You have to give the people that don't know it.
You basically watch someone whore themselves for a couple hours, basically. For money.
There was a lot of sex.
Yeah.
A lot of explicit vagina.
Yeah, it just gross. Like, with
vaginal
with disgusting,
sex. Sorry, I was trying to say.
Like, men that
were super gross
look like they would be in jail.
I think it was meant to
assaulting.
Be a little bit uncomfortable in those scenes.
Yeah,
though.
No, it was nasty. And
but
yeah, no.
She deserved her Oscar.
And you know what? Yes, but at the same time,
and Mark Ruffalo
is that
fantastic.
What we're is that what the world's come to, that we're giving Oscars to movies like that?
It was kind of...
Come on.
So, Nick, you didn't love it. I thought it was great. I just thought there was too many boobs and vagina.
It's just weird, and movies like that, I don't feel should be getting an Oscar. I just don't.
And it was beautifully shot. Like, what did you say? The cinematography was beautiful.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, I don't know. That's not a storyline to me that is grounds to be nominated, let alone given an Oscar for. I just don't think it is. Because it honestly sends the wrong example.
No, I know. I liked it, though. I liked it. I thought it was great.
So, for that reason, really...
Oddly enough, we found it on Disney Plus, which I thought was a little bit funny.
Yeah. Honestly, even if... fact it is something that is kind of sending the wrong example.
Yeah.
For that sole reason only, to me, that's why I feel like, you shouldn't be giving that an Oscar. Like, that's not all.
No. Nope.
But as far as, like,
I don't know why I'm saying no, but I respect your opinion. Yeah. I disagree, though, of course.
But the cinematography was, like, you're right. Like, when it comes to stuff like that, yeah, it's good. But yeah. I just think...
We could have went without the explicit sex.
Yeah.
We got the point after we got the point that she was on a sexual journey after she masturbated with an apple.
Mm-hmm.
After the first few times of doing what they like to call furious jumping, which I thought was quite hilarious.
Mm.
It was a great movie. It was. I just feel like we got the point about, like, she was on a sexual journey.
Yeah.
We got it. We got it. And you know what? I was okay with the amount of, like, I'm not okay with it, whatever. There was a lot of sex in it. I could done without it, but like, if all out, like, just take away the explicit vagina and boobs.
Yeah, you don't need to show it all.
You don't need to see it all the time. Like, it just felt like we were watching kind of like softcore porn a bit.
Yeah.
But besides that, it was a great, for what it was an interesting, good movie, very different. Actually, Amy told me that she masturbated to it. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my God, Andrew. I doubt it.
No, she did. I asked her. I was like, she was like, it was revolutionary. I masturbated to it.
Ew.
I know. So we're gonna wrap it up, actually, because we're hitting 7:30 p.m. here, Eastern time, whatever. Is that where we are? Eastern?
I think. Or
Atlantic?
Yeah. Or whatever it is.
It's getting late. Yeah. We have to eat some Kraft dinner and hamburger, hit the old dad pen, watch some movies. I work in the morning. Nick has a long weekend.
PD day.
Get the dog out for a pee and a poop later. Do some graphics and social media for this episode.
Yeah.
But you guys, thank you so much for still tuning in. I promise that we're going to be back next week with, a live listen of the Beyoncé album.
Yes.
At the very least, if we don't do a live listen episode, we will do a live, like, broadcast on Tidal where we listen to it with whoever wants to tune in with us, and then we'll do our thoughts, like, as part of next week's episode. Because we're going to talk about Godzilla and Kong and stuff too. Thank you guys so much for tuning in still. Be sure that you're subscribed, share this fucking podcast with your friends.
Yes,
share it with people that you don't know. Just, like, listen, subscribe to this. Like, these little gay guys, like, they want you to subscribe. So just do it. And you can find us on Instagram as empty.thoughtspod. We have all of our stuff linked in the bio there for, like, just everything that we do. We have a playlist over on Apple Music that we haven't touched in a minute because we've been using Tidal. We got like a free thing for Tidal. We're like, well, let's check it out. And we've been enjoying it, so I think we're going to switch to it full time. And what else? We're on Facebook, Empty Thoughts Podcast. We're on TikTok, Empty Thoughts Podcast. Rate us 5 stars here on Spotify or Apple Music or Amazon, wherever you're listening. Thank you guys so much, and we'll be back in 5 days, 6 days. Bye.